Whether you're a seasoned leader or just starting out, this episode is packed with valuable insights to help you take the reins of your leadership path.
So let's dive in and discover the power of self-governance together.
Hello, welcome once again to the CandidCast. We are continuing our study on the leadership profile. In this seventh episode, we'll be talking about self-governance. Before we continue, I want you to like CandidCast. Just click the notification button and share this video along with all the other videos that we have recorded in the past to all those in your contact to reach as many people as possible. We're also on other social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, and we are on the audio podcast, both on Android and the Apple device. Thank you. As we continue, like I mentioned, our topic today is self-governance. I've looked at self-governance as the bedrock for the progress that we'll make as leaders. If you cannot lead yourself, you cannot govern yourself, don't waste your time trying to govern anybody. Kwame Nkrumah said, "We prefer self-government with danger to servitude with tranquility." So whatever trouble it takes us to achieve self-governance, it is a desirable state. Self-governance refers to that ability of individuals or groups to make their own decisions and manage their own affairs without external control. It involves exercising authority and responsibility over one's own actions and choices. In a broader context, self-governance can apply to communities, nations, or organizations, allowing them to establish their own rules, policies, and governance structures. This concept is essential in promoting autonomy and democracy and accountability. Having said that, my focus today is not the larger government of nations or of countries, but governance of oneself, individual. To be a government, understand that you are a government in yourself and that you can dictate a lot of things to create a direction and a pathway for your life. I have personally carefully listened over the years to comments on leadership failures in Africa and have often asked myself whether the followers are better than the leaders. We need to have an unbiased diagnosis of our individual choices and see how we have governed ourselves, our families, our small organizations, our communities, the unit you are given to head. How have you felt in the government of that place? I'm not saying that the political leaders are good. I am not saying the political leaders are bad. I do not want to point my lens in that direction. But on what individuals can do to self-regulate, even in the most difficult of environment, to ensure you are not weighed down by what is killing everybody around. I hate to be a victim. And what I encourage is that don't be a victim. That's the essence of this, what we are learning today. Most recently, we find in Nigeria, there is something we call the Japa syndrome that is trending. We also learned that some of the people, the Japa syndrome is not just about Nigeria, because across Africa, a lot of people prefer to die in the Mediterranean and in the whatever sea, trying to cross over to other continents than to remain in Africa. And we also learned that some of the people that escaped Africa have not entered heaven. There are qualities that we make for success, irrespective of your location. In the best environment, there are homeless people. In the poverty capital of the world, people are still buying up multi-million dollar properties in Ikoyi with legitimate earnings. We don't look at everybody that is buying it as having practiced one form of crookedness or the other. There are people who earn legitimately in Nigeria. I watched a video recently on YouTube that presented real estate in Nigeria as overpriced. The presenter was saying that the Nigerian real estate is the most expensive real estate in the world. Nigeria has the most expensive real estate in the world, and they are so priced because there are buyers. If you fix a price and there is no buyer, you will bring down your price. So if the price continues to go up, it's because there are people who are still able to afford it, irrespective of what we think of the environment. We'll be looking at those qualities that will make or help individuals excel in a broken environment. The whole world is broken, and that's the truth. Bad as the environment may be, you still can make certain decisions over your own life and manage your own affairs without external interference. Once you are of age, you exercise authority and assume responsibility over your own life, primarily in many ways. In my own case, I don't have what it takes to turn Nigeria into what ordinarily I expect it to be, but I will not sit down to join grumblers, murmurers, complainers about Nigeria. I can only stop myself from being a victim of bad government, that's the larger government. Whatever rules my environment, I choose to self-regulate myself to make sure I am not a victim of the environment, and I am sure that you can do the same. We make great mistakes in supposing that all people are capable of self-government. Some people cannot govern themselves. That's the truth. And we have seen it again and again in our environment. But let us just make sure. I will tell myself, I am not going to be that person. It's just like when Jesus said, the poor you will always have with you. So it is not a sin to be poor. I just make sure I am not going to be the poor person. Jesus will be betrayed by somebody. Nobody wrote the name of Judas Iscariot on it. He chose to fix his name in that blank. Self-government won't work without self-discipline. So I will take the first quality that I will discuss about self-government as self-discipline. If you are not disciplined, forget about self-governance. Self-discipline is that ability to regulate, self-regulate your thoughts, your feelings, your actions to achieve your goals. You set goals and set standards for yourself. To live healthy, productive life is a goal you set for yourself and you drive towards it. It involves developing habits and strategies to stay focused, motivated, committed to your priorities. And here are some qualities of self-discipline. Number one, we look at goal setting. A disciplined person sets goals. His life is not left floating. You do not require one big government from outside to determine your goal in life. Not even your parents or teachers are needed for this once you attain the age of 18. Self-governance requires that every other person making input in your life is only an advisor. You reserve the right and the privilege to decide what advice to take and what advice to reject. You establish clear, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant and time-bound goals. We call them SMART goals. You determine who you want to be and become responsible for your choices. To read and become an academic excellence, or to join secret court, and or to join the drug addicts in the university, is all in your hands. In the universities, you find secret court members are recruiting. Drug cartels are recruiting. In the same way, scripture union and other religious societies are also recruiting members into their fold. So, in the book Seven Levels of Intimacy by Kelly, she said, discipline is a gift you give to yourself. You are not disciplined because your school teacher carries a long cane or because your parents shouted the loudest. No, none of this will determine discipline. Until you make up your mind, you are decided, you are determined in yourself, I want to be disciplined. You set goal, you focus on it. Will there be challenges? Certainly. It is in you to determine whether those challenges will bring you down or you will use the challenges to rise up. The ability to peep into the future and become accountable very early in life for what you will become is self-discipline. Looking into the environment to see those who have attained the quality of life that you want to live and what they did to get there is of utmost importance, and above all, knowing that the height that great men attain was not achieved by sudden flight, but by constant toiling while their neighbors slept. Behind every success story is a long untold story of painful toiling that are never written. Footprints on the sands of time has never been made by lying down. So you must keep moving. Self-discipline will keep you on track, keep you moving, even when every other thing is saying otherwise. You don't look at the environment to operate your life. You operate as you go. Number two, in self-discipline, a disciplined person is self-aware. Understand your values. Those values, you are the one to create them. You are not going to pick it from outside. You create values. You know, the first thing is that you have goals. When you have goals, there are values that advance you towards your goal. There are choices that advance you towards your goal. There are your strengths, your weaknesses that will advance you towards your goal or take you away from your goal. You know your own emotions. You make informed decisions. Everything aligned to what takes me nearer to my goal. You cannot become more valuable than the values you have created and live by. A man without self-control is like a house with its doors and windows knocked out. Proverbs 25 verse 28. So, Don't live your life carelessly. Personal values are those principles and standards that guide behavioral choices, decisions, and goals of an individual. It is often shaped by a person's culture, upbringing, exposure, experiences, reflections. Why we pick these things and get them ingrained without knowing when and the date that it happened. Those experiences and exposures to other cultures and superior information can help to establish better self-governing values. So, governing values are not cast in stone. When you get new information, you can upgrade your values. You may have grown up with wrong values, but as you get more exposed, you take on higher standard of values. But the essential, the purpose of all this is to drive you towards your goal. You must have goal. You must determine what drives you towards what feathers your nest. There is need to be open-minded and to listen to new information that could challenge previously held beliefs. This is how it has always been done. Is the enemy of innovation. Don't stick to how it has always been done. Common personal values that I see people create include the value of authenticity. Be genuine, be real, be who you are. Don't be swayed by every wind of doctrine. Maintain integrity as a value. Value of respect for people. I have made up my mind to respect everybody, irrespective of social status or class. Respect for people. Take responsibility. Have compassion. Be fair to all. Be creative. Learning, perseverance, gratitude, courage, among others. These are values that individuals create and run with it. Self-governance also involves becoming aware of yourself, knowing your strength, your weaknesses and emotions, and making informed decisions that will not require you to become another person. No, you are not in competition with anybody. They that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. Wisdom demands that you be authentic. Be comfortable with your unique you. You are one in the world. There is no second person like you. Your fingerprint is yours. No other person has it anywhere in the world. Number three, talk of time management. It is part of self-governance that I have observed that with every nation that have made progress in the world, that they first learned to value time as an asset and an irreplaceable resource. The same goes for every successful person. I know the rich will rather give you money than offer their time. Disciplined people do not waste their own time, and they don't waste the time of others. If you keep 10 people waiting at your reception for 2 hours, do not look for what is wrong with the economy. You are the problem of the economy of your country. Productive man hours are lost at reception waiting for people who think that it is the number of people you keep loitering at your reception that make you important. We have this habit of thinking that your relevance is in the number of people that you keep. You waste the time of everybody. Those people, they also contribute to the economy if you attend to them and leave them to go about their work. A good self-governance principle will include prioritization of tasks. Don't lump so many things together. Creation of schedule of work or schedule of tasks to be done for each day, and avoiding procrastination. When we waste away our day, we go hungry at night and blame the larger government without recourse to self-governance. There is a schoolmate of mine who came to look for a job in Lagos, but found none for a year. After 1 year of going from street to street in Lagos, he decided to return home to the village to start selling palm kernel. The palm kernel, his visit to Lagos has shown him how valuable palm kernel was and that people, industries are buying it here. But at home, it was free because the villagers had no need for it. They just collect their palm oil and throw the palm kernel away. It was in high demand in the city. So he collected the palm kernel and started selling in the city. The man had bought several houses around him in his local government, and he has several industries now and has become a very big employer of labor. The decision not to look for a job forever is personal. He didn't want to waste time looking for a job forever. Number four, we talk about self-control. You regulate your emotions, your thoughts, behavior to align with your goal. Don't forget, everything we are talking here is about. You create goal and look for what drives you towards your goal. We had a recent discussion in my house, how people react differently to the same issues. An example was given of a man who was falsely accused of rape. He denied the accusation, but he was not believed. His office relieved him of his job. In frustration, he took to drugs as a response. As a drug addict under the influence of drug, he went fighting. In the street fight, he stabbed a policeman that was trying to separate him from the fight. He was charged to court for murder. It was the person who accused him of rape later confessed to the fact of the false accusation that actually she was never raped by that man. The man was discharged and acquitted for the rape charges, but he was found guilty of murder. You look at his reaction to the false accusation. He's not the only person who has endured false accusation. We will see as we go in this study that false accusation is almost like normal, is natural. Literally everybody at one time or the other, we go through it. I have been through it myself in my own little way. Another person who was wrongly accused of offense he did not commit in his office went ahead to commit suicide, leaving his wife as a widow and his young children as fatherless. He asked, does the suicide help him to achieve his goal or help those who wanted to demean and reduce him to achieve their own goal? He has left the picture. His family pays the price. These are clear examples of bad self-governance, and we will see how some other persons responded to the same challenges as we treat number 5, perseverance. All that self-governance entail are those things, those decisions that nobody will take for you or do for you. And you can't get away with blaming society or blaming anybody for it. You bear the consequences of your self-governance. Perseverance happens to be one of those things we develop. Our ability to bounce back is something nobody can do for us. Can there be a life that will not have any setback? I doubt that very well. The difference between the person who will succeed and the person who will fail is the ability to persevere. We talk of Nelson Mandela, who was in prison for 27 years and coming out to become the president of his country. We remember Olusegun Obasanjo of Nigeria was in prison for 3 years and 3 months and 3 days. He came out to become president of Nigeria. We read in the Bible of Joseph, who was in prison for several years in a foreign land, and he came out to become the prime minister of that foreign country. All these examples are people who endured imprisonment for offenses they never committed. They didn't take to drugs, they didn't take to suicide, or else their goal in life would have been derailed. So when you are accused, take these examples rather than the example of those who reacted otherwise. They endured and they came out. Today, we celebrate the life of Joseph, we celebrate Olusegun Obasanjo of Nigeria, we celebrate Nelson Mandela of South Africa because of the way they governed themselves. Not the person who committed suicide, not the person who took to drugs. Number 6, accountability. Self-governance involves taking responsibility for your own actions, your reactions, and decisions. You often find African countries ruled by children, blaming colonial masters after 60 years of political independence. We are backward because we borrow money from our colonial masters, steal the borrowed money, deposit it with the lenders for safekeeping. This is not the problem of our colonial masters. We can't do without presidential jet. The British Prime Minister has no presidential jet. The British King does not use a private jet. They all fly commercial airline. It's in Africa that presidential jets with borrowed money is a priority. We are sick in our consumption. Buck passing will not cure that sickness. Accountability as a quality of self-governance will. This is not about national government, but the individual. Like I said, I will not put my lens on the national government, but on what we are able to do for ourselves. So, you see a person who has worked for 35 years, having no asset to his name. You can choose to live differently. I won't choose such a person as my role model. There are so many other people that I would prefer to emulate to get my life to where I want it to be. Number seven, self-discipline involves mindfulness. Be conscious of your imperfection. Practice self-reflection, meditation, journaling to stay present and focused. Distractions are bound, and reasons to be distracted will always come. Whatever you will call the problem that made you to fail have come to many others that scaled the hurdle and they made success of their journey on earth. Challenges are the building blocks of life. Some make steps to climb to new levels, while others build prison walls to trap themselves with the same blocks. Number eight, our habits. Habits create positive routine and break unhealthy ones. It appears so easy to break a habit if you are a person given to self-governance. I recall a visit to a patient at the Yaba Psychiatric Hospital, where I saw one of the creeds on their wall was, "If I can stay off drugs for 1 month, I can stay off forever." Inmates were made to recite this as a daily creed to reassure them. Each time there is an urge for drug, you can remind yourself that life is complete without drugs that will ruin destiny. This is what they were supposed to take when they leave the rehabilitation, so that you don't go back to drug. What does drug do for you? It only destroys destiny. In Singapore, where chewing gum is prohibited, people who are looking for alternative habit to help them quit smoking are exempted from that rule. You are allowed to chew gum instead of smoking. If you consciously do an act daily for 7 days, you can do it on the 8th day and subsequently without thinking about it. Number nine, forgiveness. Make it a habit to laugh at yourself when you fail, and treat yourself with kindness when you make mistakes, and learn from those mistakes. Self-forgiveness is necessary for growth and advancement. There is no successful person that has never failed, and people who fear failure can't make success. Be humble. Recognize your limitations. That's number 10. Be open to feedback and guidance. White people never claim to know it all. They are always learning, like we have said earlier. In conclusion, let us know and always keep in mind that self-discipline is a muscle that can be developed with practice, patience, and persistence. Start with baby steps and be gentle with yourself as you make progress. That's the much we'll be taking today on the Candid Cast. Thank you for staying tuned. Till I come your way again, I say stay blessed.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.